It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Ours is better than yours.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm talking about right there. No way.
Love
Can
it.
You, so, that's not on that. Is that on the list that you sent me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Man. I'm posting that today, straight
that's
up.
That's good stuff.
Because people ask me all the time about that.
I love it.
Just remember. As words of Pam Thompson Smith, is your love like the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You might want to reevaluate some things.
You might not want to let it go. That's something you need to follow you wherever you,
you gotta
go.
You got to hold on to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Talk about it.
It protects you. It'll
hold
keep
on
you.
To the Holy Ghost.
Talk it about saves it. You. Come on.
Come on now.
Man, does anybody get on my nerves?
I know. Maybe come in late sometime.
Woo, but his love you is like hold on to the Holy Ghost. It's like fire.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all do this. Got, y'all just send me off on my crazy.
Yeah, and you go straight there.
I got nothing. Ooh. I got nothing.
Vicky did it.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, Vicky the hell you... You like took it all the way. You took it all the way to the Holy Ghost.
You started it.
Yeah, gee, I did start it. How we doing on the poll, Vicky? We doing all right?
Well, yeah, it is showing some interest. So Courtney Banghart, UNC's women's basketball coach, recently made the headlines with some statements she made about her rivals. Then she later apologized for them. But do you think she should have apologized or stood by her statement? And right now, 70% say that she should have just stood by her statement.
That is.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. I think it would be much to do about nothing if she wouldn't have said classless.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to be honest with you. We wouldn't even be talking about it.
No, right. That's true.
We wouldn't be talking about it. She said classless. I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
Maybe she went too far. First I mean, that's the first thought.
First thing I thought was, damn, you have been down there.
You have met some people. We did have a new comment also on it. Alan Black said, if an NC State coach said that, they would be crucified. So do you think that's okay? Yeah.
Don't even talk. If an NC State coach said that, we would say, by the time you wake up.
That's coming from
that's what we would really say. It's by the time you show some fight.
That's true.
I mean, stand up for yourselves over there. Okay, no, man. I'm sorry. Please. NC State kid. But you know what? We better be careful because we keep getting in trouble about saying stuff.
You
about
do.
Yeah, it's some guy, a couple of people, they're coming out to us.
You said, that's what you get.
Yeah. I know. You're like, ooh, cut me down then. Why don't you?
Man, I've been here for over a decade.
I know.
Stop playing with me.
What you always
me.
Say, you don't want this smoke.
No, yeah, this ain't what you want, partner. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. So you may want to. You are who you are. Why are you mad at us?
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's like me being mad because somebody says, oh, you know, Alabama, all they do is get the top, you know, top recruits in the country. And I'm supposed to say, well, no, we don't.
Well, why do you get mad when I throw shade?
Because you throw shade.
Oh.
It don't feel, because you, see, you in the circle. Well, you used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We changed all that.
Yeah,
I'm always
yeah.
in the circle.
No, we kicking you out.
Mm-mm.
Matter of fact, the Charlotte trip, you really on the outskirts right now. Cause you get to park up front. Everybody wants to be all about it.
And you guys saw it, I guess October 11th and 12th, they got an ACC basketball
gonna be.
I'll be there.
You're not going.
Yeah. I'll be there.
You're not going.
And if you do, you better drive my damn car.
I'll get my car waxed just in time.
I said, she's going to be up front with I know. All these people. I said, okay, this is all good.
It's the way you bet your ass.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Man, don't seem to work for me, though. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN college football senior writer, had this conversation. He says, eventually, there'll be a breakup between the NCAA and college football. Let's hear from Adam before we talk about it.
Yeah, that's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and then how it's going to be governed and who will be pulling the strings as far as making decisions. I think one of the problems with college athletics, sometimes it's a great thing, but oftentimes it's a problematic thing, is it's so tribal. And who can be trusted to oversee the sport? Because it's not working in its current governance structure. There's so much revenue that's being brought in. There's so much interest and attention. It needs to be on its own. You know, when that happens and who ends up overseeing it, you know, remains to be seen. I've talked with coaches who have said, hey, we predicted all of this. We predicted what NIL was going to be. We predicted what the transfer portal was going to be, and we weren't listened to. And so ultimately, not surprisingly, they feel like you need football people in charge of the sport. And I agree with them to an extent that you do need people who are more connected to this sport and its issues and can listen to the coaches who can oversee it. And the sooner it happens, the better.
Holy hell. Wait.
You said it.
So we back to this conversation now that we somewhere, somehow, because we're letting players make money off their own likeness, we broken the sport?
Well, yeah. That's
come on, man. Enough of villainizing the athlete for getting paid off his own image and likeness. And here's the thing about it. They keep throwing this out. The problem is that you guys still cheat amongst yourselves. What did the athlete do? What did the athlete in NIL do that was so bad? No, it's you guys. It's the coaches. It's the administrative recruiters. It's you guys. Athletes getting paid is not the bad guy.
Well, they're saying some of the athletes have been influenced based on how much money certain schools have.
Okay. So think about what we're saying. The athlete's being influenced by the money certain schools have and the money that they're providing.
Yes. Right.
Hey, when you go and tell your administration, I need a new $300 million workout facility, it ain't because you want to run better laps around the damn track.
You want to help your recruiting.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the same thing.
They got a waterfall at Clemson.
Right.
You
think Deion Sanders went in his pocket to pay for all of this cool luxury stuff in the locker room because he just felt like they needed better air conditioning? No. He wanted to get better recruits.
That's right.
Yeah. Better recruits allow you to win, pretty much.
And hello.
That's what it's all about.
And that's what it's all about.
But now since we're not putting all of that money in the facilities and making you great, some of that money's going to the recruits. Oh, the system is broken.
Oh, okay. I got you. So,
system is falling apart. Mm-hmm.
Big time alarm right there. So, typically in the past, he gave all the money to the school.
That's right. And he bought you a new building.
He bought you a new building. Right. Now, some of that money has been somewhat seeped out to the players now. So
it's spread out a little bit, too.
Spread out a little bit. So, you don't get your normal hit you
your
get.
Cut.
As right. A university. Yeah, but you get money from TV contracts and all these other things in front of the conference. Mm-hmm.
Because these players are playing
for
you.
Because those players are there. That's what I was going to bring up. So that's an interesting take on it. Yeah, interesting.
What is the villain? Yeah. Why are we always villainizing the athlete? It's been this narrative for the last 2 months. It's the athlete and NIL, and they really need some guidance. And we need to make sure that they know that they're picking schools for the right reasons. Man, if you don't get the hell away from me with that foolishness, pick a school for the right reasons. Reese, how many recruits have we seen say they're going to X school and they say something during the press conference, well, you know, because of the history, the legacy of the institution, blah, blah, blah. We know it's a lie.
Right.
I have a good friend of mine that was recruited by Clemson to play basketball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And part of the reason he was recruited by Clemson because he's a great basketball player. Uh-huh. And they were telling him about the tradition of Clemson basketball, how deep in tradition the school was. They said that before they opened up a truck and had a bunch of money inside the truck. That's like, I mean, my
look at the tradition.
So you can't say I didn't say it.
So people, the tradition come up with that money, right?
Right. I led with the right thing.
That's right.
That's like saying, you know, I want to go play football at Wake Forest for the pedigree of championship football.
Yeah,
right.
And all the guys, they put in the NFL year after year.
What?
Insane.
Where they do that at? Where they doing that at over here at Winston-Salem?
Exactly. I ain't mad at them. I'm just saying. They're not putting them in the first round every year after year.
Winston-Salem is killing me. That's like the Raleigh Improv in Cary.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just. But I'm just trying to figure out, can we stop? Figure out a way to separate it. Yeah. If you think NIL and money in the programs is a problem when recruiting and all, say that.
Yeah.
Stop letting it feel like you're villainizing the athlete. Like, a nice booster, NC State, with a lot of money said, it's going to ruin the sport. I said, what?
That's
going to ruin the sport.
Because they're not controlling it.
Right.
That's the key, that control.
Keep your eyes on this, people. They're serious. They may break this thing up for real just because of that. Mm. Your love is like the Holy Ghost. Pam said, be careful with that thing.
Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.